let's bring in Mike Causey. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
And how are you this morning?
I'm good.
It's got snow. Is it snowing down there already?
Nope.
No, it's not snowing down there?
Nope.
All right, Joe. It'll be doing something there very soon.
Yeah, they say it's supposed to start, like, intensifying afternoon.
I'm just taking a look at the radar. You are in what they call a dry slot down there. The city's already getting it, as a matter of fact. And portions of Long Island, and it's just to the south of us right now, supposedly on the radar, but who knows. Anyways,
the later the better. Get another day off tomorrow.
That's right. Okay. Well, where do you want to start in sports? It's up to you.
Not much going on.
I know.
In a surprise last night, the Islanders beat Pittsburgh 4-1. That was a shocker. What wasn't a shocker was the Rangers losing, and the Devils take another one on the chin yesterday. They went out to San Jose, got beat up 6-2. So the Devils are teetering on extinction as well as the extinct Rangers and Islanders already.
Boy, what a rough time in New York.
New York sports in the wintertime, nothing to smile about.
Boy,
nothing to smile about since what? When the Yankees were in the American League Championship Series. So nothing to smile about with any New York sports since October. It's a long dry spell.
Okay. But there's nothing else, huh?
Not much going on. Tuesday, Wednesday is a hole in sports until the tournament starts up again tomorrow night. Next week, Major League Baseball starts playing for real. You could see that it's starting to get toward the end because there's even less starters going deep for the teams. Like, they're getting their last good shot at the minor leaguers, and then the last couple games, probably starting Saturday, the starters will be playing deeper. But at this period in the preseason, you're going to see a lot of the younger guys getting their last licks.
And we also have a little lull in the basketball action.
Well, basketball's coming down to the end of their season, too, before the playoffs start. And right now they're just jockeying for draft positions. See if the Knicks can lose when they're supposed to. They should just play their normal game because they'll lose then. If they go off script, you know, they might really mess up and win a game.
Yeah, but if they get a real high pick,
they'll screw it up, too.
They'll screw it up. They'll screw it up anyway.
The rain, the Jets, the Knicks, they're trying to restock teams with draft picks. Doesn't work too well. Remember when the Knicks had 20 wins and they were competitive? They're 26-45 now. That's terrible. They were around 500, like 20-20, weren't they?
Yeah. Yeah, once Porzingis once again got injured, it's just like they threw in the towel.
Yeah, even before then, they were playing bad. I mean, if you go from near 20-20 to 26-45, the simple math is you went 6-25.
Yeah.
Whew, that's a professional team.
That's bad.
Yeah, and the black hole is gone, so what's the excuse now?
Young Gates gave up. Honest to gosh, I can't.
So
I can't.
What do you do?
I know.
What do you do? You can have God coaching the team, and they're not going to play.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. Oh well.
I don't know what the answer is. I guess you got to get rid of everybody, everything, and start over again. I don't know. We'll find out.
But it's just it's just stupid. It is to start everything.
But what do you do?
I know. But you look at the even the Lakers were better this year.
Yeah, well, the Lakers drafted better.
I mean, it's just
they got some impact players.
How dismal it is, really. Honest to gosh.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, besides Porzingis, who's a first round pick that's still on the Knicks that they've made?
I don't think any.
Who's their general manager?
Now, I don't know.
Yeah, well, you might not know again next year because this guy might be gone.
Isn't that
terrible? You know it's slow right now when a major topic is who's going to be the first quarterback drafted by the NFL.
That's right.
I mean, you keep hearing that over and over and over again. It's like, okay, forget about it. It's like people are just trying to waste time until Thursday comes for the tournament.
That's exactly right.
It's crazy.
Well, there is golf going on today.
Oh, boy.
There's a match play championship starting up.
And there's golf. Where are they playing?
Someplace
in Connecticut?
Where someplace where it's warm and sunny.
See, they should play in the snow, make it real competitive.
There is a golf league that plays in the snow. There is a bunch of golfers that do that every year. They go out and they have a snow tournament whenever it snows. They use the colored golf balls.
Orange balls?
Orange and yellow golf balls.
Mm-hmm.
And they set up greens and stuff like that and put in flags and stuff. And they go out and they play.
There you go. I'd watch that.
Now, when I was younger, there's a golf course in upstate New York that stays open 12 months a year. And in winters where it doesn't snow much, and there's a lot, you know, you go up there and you play.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't even need a driver. All you need is a putter and like a 7-iron. And you just get the ball rolling on the ground.
Just keeps going.
You can get with a 7-iron or a 5-iron, you can get like a 400-yard drive.
Yeah, it's like hitting it on concrete, right?
But then when you go to the green, you can't. You can't
slow it down.
That's exactly right. It makes it kind of fun, though.
Oh, yeah. That's the way it should be, I think.
All right. Well, that's it for sports. Not much else to talk about.
Well, tomorrow we'll dissect the games that are starting up tomorrow again. And I'm looking forward to the tournament because of the upsets. I'm looking forward to it because any game, anything could happen, it appears. So.